This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A long-awaited hearing about to get underway on Capitol Hill as Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh is going to address accusations of sexual assault and misconduct brought by Christine Blasey Ford, who will actually testify first at the hearing. Here's Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway.
That both Dr. Ford and Judge Kavanaugh will be heard today under oath, and that they may both be right, that she had something very awful happen to her when she was 15, and that Judge Kavanaugh was not there and was not involved whatsoever.
She was speaking on Fox News. Meanwhile, she also said on that interview that President Trump is likely going to reschedule a meeting he was to have with Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein today, but which was called off. Trump was expected to fire Rosenstein. Conway says the meeting will still happen. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Two federal agencies release reports on the economy this morning. First, the Commerce Department issues one showing that the nation's economy grew at an annual rate of 4.2% in the year's second quarter. Economists say it sets the stage for a strong third quarter growth. More Americans filing unemployment claims last week. 214,000 people did so, up 12,000 from the previous week, but right around what analysts were expecting. A 6-year-old autistic Georgia boy still missing after his father says Maddox Rich ran away from him while they were playing in a park last Saturday. The father says he didn't immediately call 911.
We were searching. I had park staff helping the search, too, so I felt like we could have found him.
The searching continues. Flooding in one South Carolina town may not end up being nearly as bad as everyone in Georgetown was fearing it would be after Hurricane Florence. And this is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Troubled pizza chain Papa John's is now reaching out to potential buyers and asking them to submit offers. That's according to a Reuters report that says the Louisville, Kentucky-based company is seeking help as its founder, John Schnatter, tries to regain control of the company after he stepped down under pressure for making racially insensitive comments on a media training conference call. Schnatter still owns 30% of the company. The company's reportedly hoping to receive some bids by the end of next month, but a Papa John's spokesperson would not comment on the report. President Trump at the United Nations this weekend continued to defend his trade policies, including tariffs. Walmart, Procter & Gamble, and a few other major companies have been warning that tariffs on U.S. imports are raising their costs and, as a result, raising their prices. And USA Radio's Wendy King tells us of another company.
Ford CEO Jim Hackett says the Trump administration's tariffs on imported steel and aluminum will cost the company $1 billion. Hackett told Bloomberg Television that Ford gets most of its metals from U.S. producers that have raised prices prices due to the tariffs imposed by the Trump administration this year. Hackett says they have the most hourly employees in the U.S., and they build more vehicles here than any other automaker. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And I'm Chris Barnes, and this is USA Radio News.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, welcome back, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, we're right here at the intersection of faith and politics, where we insist on pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. And with us right now, one of my good friends, Dan Perkins. Dan is an author, columnist, political commentator. Also, he is the founder of Songs and Stories for Soldiers, a 501c3 nonprofit trying to help vets deal with PTSD, sleep deprivation, and suicide. Dan, before we get into a lot, because a lot is happening Thursday between Rosenstein, of course, we've got the Dr. Ford Kavanaugh hearing taking place as well, and your latest commentary about Barack Obama seeing if he could be the savior of the Democratic Party. But before we do, give us an update on Songs and Stories for Soldiers, if you would, please.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. We're over 15,000 players distributed in about 110 facilities across the country. We just finished our second leg of honor flight out of St. Petersburg. This is where veterans from World War II, Korea, Vietnam are flown to Washington, D.C. to spend the day at their war memorials. Mm. And it's a way for a local community to say thank you for those veterans who served to defend freedom. So we go and we meet every veteran when they come off the plane, and we give them one of our MP3 players. And we're in the process of working with the Florida Department of Veterans Affairs, which has seven nursing homes throughout the state. They're adding two more that work with basically two illnesses. Mm-hmm. About half the facility is dementia patients. The other half is Alzheimer's patients. And part of the Alzheimer's patients is hospice care. So we're providing our MP3 systems primarily for the sleep songs for people in the end of their lives to give them some comfort and peace. And it's just the reactions have been just unbelievable, Bill. Mm-hmm. So we're really, really working hard on trying to expand that in more places. We're in about seven places right now, Dallas, Atlanta, Chillicothe, Ohio, here in Fort Myers, St. Petersburg, and Tampa. But we're looking to expand it to some more hospitals in the state of Florida and other places. At the end of your life, you don't know this, but I've had the worst summer in my entire life. I lost five relatives this summer, and in about 4 months, and two of them were. One of them was in hospice care. Mm-hmm. The others died suddenly, and the MP3 did bring some, by all accounts, some peace to him at the end of his life, which everybody was hopeful that he would have a peaceful death, and he did. So
yes,
it's a little emotional for me, Bill. But So we keep plugging away, looking for money and looking for contributions and trying to expand the universe. And the Lord provides, Bill.
Yeah, amen. Dan, as you know, we're so sorry for your loss and what you've gone through. And this has been a tough year, and it's a tough year for our vets and especially those families that are, you know, we're losing 22 vets a day to suicide.
Right.
You know, this is why my heart joined with yours, you know, a couple of years back when we first had you on. We were talking about songs and stories for soldiers, and I said, look, I want to be part of the solution and see what we can do to help. And I want to remind everybody on our website, of course, we have a donate tab there. But really, I want to, you know, solicit businesses around this country. That's what we need. We need big business involvement to come in and really donate some major dollars to this vision. I mean, all the work, Dan, that you and your family and, you know, and some of us others that have been involved in this project.
Yourself included.
We're proud to be a part of it, but we, you know, there's nothing wrong with saying, look, we need help. And if you can catch the vision, go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us. Just read about it. Read about the mission. Just see what, you know, what we've been doing here. And we've got something like 1,400 stations across the country playing our PSA about Songs and Stories for Soldiers. It is a monthly update that Dan does and distributes out there. And, you know, we're grateful to the radio stations for playing the PSAs. That is awesome. But lots of work to be done here if we're going to do something about our soldiers that means so much to us. And they're being subjected to, you know, suicide and, you know, depression, things that you can't even imagine what they're enduring on a daily basis. It is heartbreaking. But this is our way of, you know, paying it forward and coming alongside our vets and letting them know that we are grateful. And to say that we're grateful is almost an understatement, because our heartfelt feelings toward our vets, you know, can't truly be expressed any more than I think that they can express their patriotism, because it's so deep in their soul and spirit. It's just, you know, as a vet, it's what we do. You know, and I'm grateful, Dan. I got to tell you, I'm grateful when people thank me, you know, for my service in the Marine Corps, and I accept that. But I accept it on behalf of all vets who have, you know, contributed to the freedoms that we enjoy today in this country. And again, I want to thank you for all your hard work and remind everybody, songsandstoryforsoldiers.us. If you're a business owner, if you know a business owner, get this website in front of them. This is a more than worthy place for you to donate money, especially with we've got fiscal year ends coming for some corporations,
right,
and they have some last minute monies to distribute. Hey, look, at this is a great place to consider. songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us. There's contact information. So if you have questions of Dan, I'm sure he would be more than happy to answer your questions so that you are confident that your donation is being placed in a proper organization that is going to fulfill its promise to you. So, Dan, again, we thank you so much. All right, let's get on to, first of all, you know, a couple weeks ago, the question was whether Dr. Ford would show up or not. Hey, she's showing up. I think it's heartbreaking as to what on many levels, and I think, you know, we've insisted that the handling of this whole situation between Dr. Ford and now other accusers that have come forth as part of this hearing, I think it's quite ironic. Here we are, we're trying to seat a Supreme Court justice, and the rule of law is out the door. You know, we have now, thank you, Senator Grassley and all the other senators, you have now validated the court of public opinion, and you've brought it before the people. And maybe what should be judged here is the court of public opinion, along with, you know, what Dr. Ford has to say and what Judge Kavanaugh has to say. What do you say?
I say that, I don't know whether you know this, Bill, but about 12:30 last night, two men released a statement that they were, in fact, the two men that was involved with Dr. Ford. It was not Judge Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
They testified before the Senate investigators under a under an oath.
Hey, Dan, we got to go to break. We got to go to break, so we'll pick that up when we come back. More from Dan Perkins after this.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. V-E-R-C-E-L Media.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice, tell the same old lies, if you're trying to feel the same old hold inside, there's a better life. is a better life.
Bill Martinez live.
Action Independent every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, conversation continues with national security foreign policy analyst and author Dan Perkins. Dan, before the break, you said last night there was a report about two individuals, two men who came forward and said it wasn't Judge Kavanaugh, it'd be us.
Yes, there were two of them. They came out. They were testified. They got deposed by the committee staff on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
They were about 12:30 last night. They announced that they were the ones in the room with her, mm-hmm. not Judge Kavanaugh. And even this morning, it was hard to find that on any major news media.
Yeah, I'm surprised because this is why I appreciate you coming forward with this. And this has all been validated, correct?
Yeah, it was validated. And apparently they came to the Judiciary Committee on Monday. They were mm-hmm. deposed by committee staff, put on under oath, and it's unclear whether or not any Democrats representing the Democrats in the staff were present when the depositions were taken. I don't know. That hasn't been released yet.
Exactly.
If you look back, if you saw the interview with Judge Kavanaugh and his wife with Martha on mm-hmm. Monday,
right.
What she said, what he said was, he's not denying that Ms. Ford may have been assaulted. He's just saying, I didn't do it.
He's not the one. And so, exactly.
No, he's not denying that she was assaulted. This is a very important distinction.
Yes.
He's giving her credibility that she may have been assaulted, but not me. And that's where he has be. And these two men that came out, it'll be interesting because yesterday afternoon, Chuck Schumer, the minority leader of the Senate, came out and said, which is appalling to me, that Judge Kavanaugh, because of the accusations, should resign his nomination.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying, wait a minute, we have a constitutional right. The founding fathers put in the protection under the due process that you're allowed to know who your accuser is and what the charges are, so you have a right to defend yourself. The
exactly.
idea that Democrats think we should have somebody lose their appointment because of accusations to me says that the Constitution is also under attack. And and I think that the Democrats, based on the polling data that I've seen prior to what happened this morning, the American people seem to be growing in Mr. Kavanaugh's favor because they're talking about the words they used in Rasmussen was the witch hunt by the American media is unacceptable to them.
Mm-hmm.
The majority of people are now beginning to believe him. And and I think when the Democrats are now in a really, really, really hard position, because if these two men came in and said they actually committed the act and they swore to it under oath of perjury, then the whole questioning of Dr. Ford should change to verify that she, in fact, was assaulted. But the idea that Judge Kavanaugh, who has denied it from the beginning, now has there are two men who come up and said they were the ones that are responsible.
Mm-hmm.
The Democrats are in a hard place. I don't know how they're going to respond. And but if they discredit the under oath testimony of the two men, then they by implication they have to discredit Ford and all the rest of them because it's pure and Ford's got a problem because the four people that she said would verify what it is she said of all the nine that they even know or
exactly
wherever there.
Well, what, and see, again, this is the problem. You know, when you start dealing with the court of public opinion, that's why I said this is so ironic that here we are going to seat. We're talking about seating a justice in the Supreme Court, which is supposed to be the ultimate arbitrator of the law in the land. And we've turned it on its head. And now he's being challenged by the court of public opinion based on innuendo, accusations that are not fortified. The whole process, what Dianne Feinstein, Dan, I got to tell you, I'm so irritated with Dianne Feinstein and Cory Booker and Kamala Harris. If the Senate does not censure those three senators for what they did and how they embarrassed the Senate and the American people, then they have no backbone whatsoever and they should all be voted out.
Agreed. Absolutely.
I mean, it is disgusting what they did and how they compromised Dr. Ford. I mean, this was lose, lose, lose all the way around. And for what? What this all comes down to, this is a Hail Mary play. The bottom line is because of Roe v. Wade. This is what this is all about. They hate Donald Trump. That's clear. But they're not going to accept a conservative judge. I mean, look at the people voted in 2016. One of the reasons that clearly came out why they voted for Donald Trump was because of the nomination. He says, here's the 25 people that I have on my list. You will get one of these 25. They will come up in nomination to you. And conservatives, evangelicals said, okay, we trust you. And true to his word, that's what he's done. And so the Democrats who are so supportive of, oh, we got to protect every vote. We got to protect every vote. Well, what about the 63 million Americans that voted for Donald Trump because of a Supreme Court pick? And they're eradicating. They're doing everything they can to vacate 63 million votes.
Right. Absolutely.
This is disgusting. This is absolutely disgusting what they're doing.
I made a comment earlier last week on a being interviewed. I said, based on what the Democrats are doing, if I kissed a girl in the first grade and made her cry, I can't serve.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, yeah, she accuses you. And and the thing is, not just you, but what about our sons? You know, what do we tell our kids? What do we tell our grandkids? Is that, you know, reputation matters. You know, the rule of law, which, you know, generally calls for witnesses and due process and that sort of thing. In this particular case, you don't have witnesses or the witnesses that you say are your witnesses, you know, as you say, have said, hey, look, that wasn't me. I didn't do it. You know, kind of deal. I can't corroborate your deal. But meanwhile, the Democrats continue to move forward. And to your point here, Dan, this whole process, the Democrats have been out there searching for more accusers, because we knew that was going to happen when this one was being challenged. Dr. Ford, they go, okay, we're going to have a pig pile situation. So they're out there searching for more. And then what are the Republicans doing? The Republicans are actually doing the investigating. They're out there investigating these charges, the very thing the Democrats are saying, hey, why doesn't it go to the FBI? How come we're not investigating them? Well, you're not doing anything to investigate. You're only doing more to bring more accusers to the fold here. To support your case.
Absolutely.
To validate that which is invalid. You know,
right.
And
that's true.
That's you know, methinks you complain too much. This is what this is all about. It's all of that ilk. And Dan, we're out of time, and we got to have you back as always. I always love having you here because we got to talk about, you know, the savior of the Democratic Party. Can it be Barack Obama? I don't know how.
Right.
I mean, you know, you look back at two cycles, 8 years of his administration, his policies choked down the American economy, our standing in foreign policy. At every turn, he's proven not being good for America, and I don't see where people think that he was. So,
I agree.
It'll continue.
Big conversation.
You got it.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Dan Perkins. Thank you, Dan.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? As a Christian, are you looking for health care that doesn't violate your morals and convictions? Well, we're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded Christians that work together to pay for their medical costs. It allows you to decide how, when, and where you will access your health care, so you can make the best choice for you and your family. Starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all the kids. This is how healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-585-4237. That number again, 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs, because this is the way it should be. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A long-awaited hearing about to get underway on Capitol Hill as Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh is going to address accusations of sexual assault and misconduct brought by Christine Blasey Ford, who will actually testify first at the hearing. Here's Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway.
That both Dr. Ford and Judge Kavanaugh will be heard today under oath, and that they may both be right, that she had something very awful happen to her when she was 15, and that Judge Kavanaugh was not there and was not involved with.
She was speaking on Fox News. Meanwhile, she also said on that interview that President Trump is likely going to reschedule a meeting he was to have with Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein today, but which was called off. Trump was expected to fire Rosenstein. Conway says the meeting will still happen. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Listening to Bill Martinez live. Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's all about we the people, huh? A government of, for, and by we the people. Hey, by the way, whatever you may think about the cannabis industry, you should be aware the legal cannabis industry continues to be one of the fastest growing areas of North America's economy. Are you aware of that? The legalization of medical cannabis in Canada and many American states has fostered a thriving medical cannabis industry over the past decade, consisting of everything from pharmaceutical companies to retail specialists, with recreational use now legal in several states. The industry is set to blossom even further. The Wine and Spirits Wholesalers of America recently announced an official policy position in favor of a state's rights to establish a legal, well-regulated adult-use cannabis marketplace. It is the first and only beverage alcohol association to do so. And here to tell us more is Dawson Hobbs, the Senior Vice President of Government Affairs for the Wine and Spirits Wholesalers of America. Dawson Hobbs, welcome to Bill Martinez Live.
Thanks for having me today.
Well, good to have you here to tell us all about the organization and why legal cannabis is so important to you.
Well, what's important is really the effective regulation of cannabis in states that choose to legalize. What we think is that the federal government really needs to take some action to resolve the conflict between state and federal law and recognize the right of states to legalize cannabis, but also recognize that that right comes with the responsibility to regulate. And those regulations should be modeled after alcohol laws.
Yes, exactly. Well, when cannabis is legalized, how exactly should that happen, and what will the public see as a result of it being legalized?
Well, if it's legalized and regulated like alcohol, they'll see what they've seen in the alcohol market, which is a safe and responsible alcohol market that has room for producers to bring new and innovative products to the marketplace, but one that is regulated well enough that they can be confident in the products they're getting, make sure there's no counterfeit product, and that there's not diversion to either people who are underage or to jurisdictions where the product isn't legal.
Mm-hmm. Now, and we're talking along the same lines, a minimum age of 21 for purchase, possession, and use, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But alcohol regulations don't end at that 21-year purchase age. They go into the licensing of producers, distributors, retailers. They go into testing of the product to make sure that the formulas are what they say they are. They go into things surrounding impaired driving. They go into things making sure that nobody dominates the marketplace and can encourage overconsumption. Those same regulations can apply to cannabis and have the same benefits.
Well, I know already there are some studies underway. In fact, my son participated in one, which was a study of, driving under the influence and just how much it impairs driving standards, because that seems to be right now, without reinforced studies behind it, it seems to be a little bit, I guess mysterious or nebulous. Is that fair?
Right. We actually worked with Congress to authorize a study several years ago on marijuana-impaired driving. We've worked with Congress to get funding for the training of law enforcement officers to identify drug-impaired drivers over the last several years. And we've worked with NHTSA on their campaign to educate people about the dangers of driving under the influence of drugs. And really, it's that multi-pronged approach that's needed to make sure that the driving issue is holistically addressed for all drug-impaired drivers.
Mm-hmm. So it wouldn't necessarily be, like with alcohol, we measured with a 0.08, some states even wanting to, tighten that up even further, and we'll see how that evolves, but that's yet to be determined if we, continue on this path of legalizing cannabis, right?
Like 0.08, but research needs to be done, and there need to be resources devoted to that research.
What do you see as key components of effective cannabis market regulation? I mean, especially based on all that we've learned over the years with the regulation of wine and spirits.
Well, really, it's three buckets, and the first we already discussed, the public safety, which is the driving and underage access. But it's also regulations on the industry, making sure that everyone in the industry is licensed, that is clear about what they're allowed to do, who they can sell to, who they can purchase from, that there's enforcement of those regulations. And then third is product integrity, which is making sure that the supply chain is reliable and traceable, so you know where the products came from, so that illicit or counterfeit products aren't getting on the shelves for consumers, and so that consumers can be confident that the product they get is going to be the potency and type of the product that they want to purchase.
And, of course, that bucket in itself has been a huge problem for users, because many don't know what you're getting. It's been a bit like the wild frontier without it being regulated, in terms of getting what you're paying for, right?
Exactly, and that's what the alcohol industry can bring to this table. Our regulations ensure that when you buy a beer or a wine or a spirit, every time you buy it, it's going to have the same amount of alcohol in it, it's going to have the same formula, it's going to be very consistent, you can anticipate how it's going to impact you. That's because of our regulatory structure. That same structure taken to the cannabis market will bring more consumer confidence and more consumer safety.
Dawson, how is the cannabis community responding to this? I mean, on the surface, what you're sharing with us right now, it makes a lot of sense. I mean, why not take what we've learned from alcohol regulation and the industry, all these years of experience, and layer it in this, over this opportunity and make it win-win for everybody? What is their response?
We
we've had some great conversations with the cannabis industry. We're going into further detail with them. But frankly, we're saying what they've been saying for a long time. Numerous cannabis advocates have been saying regulate cannabis like alcohol. We're saying yes, and we're here to help you see how. We're here to show you how all of our regulations work together to create a safe and responsible marketplace.
Well, this has been huge that wine and spirit wholesalers have gotten behind this. How did this evolve and come to the point that the wine and spirits wholesalers said, yeah, this is a great idea and we need to support this?
Well, we've been looking at cannabis really since Colorado legalized their recreational market some years ago. And we came to the conclusion that what really needs to happen is to resolve the state and the conflict between state and federal law. And really the only way to do that is to make sure that every state has a responsible regulatory structure. So that's how we got to our position, and now we're devoting resources towards it, and we think that it really is an effective path forward.
Yeah, there could be some light at the end of the tunnel here, which could be win-win for everybody, and that's what this is all about. Banking issues clearly still a problem. Do you have a proposed in-state solution with that?
Well, what we think is the solution is for Congress to act, and if Congress recognizes the right of states to legalize, then businesses that are operating in conjunction or in compliance with those state regulations are going to be able to use banks, because that's what Congress needs to do is create a pathway for them to do so.
Well, we're talking with Dawson Hobbs, Senior Vice President of Government Affairs for Wine and Spirits Wholesalers of America, and oversees the Association State, Federal, and Regulatory Government Affairs team. Dawson, how should companies manage the influx of cash? Because that's one thing. I mean, this has got to be tough for them because they have almost no banking relationship. So there's a lot of cash flying around in these companies.
And really, there is no great solution to that, which is why Congress needs to act. Because as long as there's this sort of nebulous world of cash and this conflict between state and federal law, it just opens the door for criminal elements to come in, to target these businesses, to get involved in trying to move the cash. And that's what we want to get out of this marketplace. We've been very effective in alcohol at removing bad actors from our marketplace. Mm-hmm. Our regulatory structure can help do the same for cannabis.
Yeah, whether it's tax collection and enforcement, establishing a designated agency overseeing the cannabis industry, penalties, just like in wine and spirits for license violations on par with the state's alcohol regulation. Dawson, where can they go for more information?
Just visit our website at wswa.org.
Dawson Hobbs, Senior Vice President of Government Affairs for Wine and Spirits Wholesalers of America. Dawson, appreciate the update and all the good information. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
In theaters now, Unbroken, Path to Redemption. The journey home from World War II was just the beginning.
You're Lou Zamperini, aren't you? Thank you.
For what?
For preserving the free world for silly girls like me.
Witness the next chapter.
If you can run a 4-7 mile again, I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't.
Of the unbelievable true story.
I just thought I'd be able to forget everything.
Help.
Here tonight, there's a drowning man just looking for some type of hope for the future. But there's a lifeline. Just reach out.
Based on Laura Hillenbrand's best-selling book.
These men did terrible things to you. What are you going to say to them?
Unbroken. Path to Redemption. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. For theaters and tickets, go to unbrokenfilm.com.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know. Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
With a recession ending,
if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez live.
When you don't move the mountain, I'm needing you to move. When you don't part the water, I wish I could walk through. When you don't give the answers, as I cry out to you, I will trust, I will trust, I will trust in you.
Bill Martinez live.
14 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Got a real treat for you. A new CBS series that's going to be premiering this Sunday on Sunday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time and Pacific Time. God Friended Me. This is social media world meets God in the midst of a growing secular society. It is a humorous, uplifting drama about an outspoken atheist whose life is turned upside down when he receives a friend request on social media from God and unwittingly becomes an agent of change in the lives and destinies of others around him. Miles Finer is intelligent, hopeful, and optimistic, but he doesn't believe in God. This puts him at odds with his father, Reverend Arthur Finer, Joe Morton. And Joe Morton is with us right now. Joe, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you very much. Just one short fix here. It's 8:30.
Oh, it is at 8:30. Okay. All right. So 8:30. Now, is it going to be a half hour? Because the premiere they showed me, or the pilot they showed me, was an hour. Is it going to be from 8:30 to 9:30?
Yes, 8:30 to 9:30.
Okay, there it is. All right, thanks for the correction. That is really important. So it will premiere this Sunday. And, of course, Joe plays the role of Miles' father, the most righteous reverend, a beloved preacher at Harlem's Trinity Church for 25 years. And, of course, not a whole lot of fun when you've got a prodigal son who has a strong rejection of your faith. Right, Joe?
Yeah, I mean, I think the idea is that these two men who disagree need to find out. I mean, it's like any father and son. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a point at which, I mean, I have three children, two daughters and a son. And there are moments where my son and I might really disagree about something. What's lovely is that what doesn't go away is the love between father and son.
Exactly.
What impedes that love is whatever the problem may be. And I think what the show talks about is how do these two men figure out how to get over, under, or around that impediment in order to be a little bit closer and to work out what their differences are, despite the fact that the Reverend is obviously a man of God and a man of the cloth, and his son is not. But that shouldn't necessarily be the thing that ends their relationship. In fact, they have one thing in common. They both have a belief.
Yes, exactly. And that is true. Anybody who is, I mean, even the atheists believe in something, right?
Well, that's right. The nothing that they believe in is what they believe in. And it's worth having that conversation. I mean, I think for people who say, well, I can't or don't or decide I won't believe in God, that's fine. Well, because my sort of log line is, you know, you don't have to believe in God to believe in good.
Yes. Exactly. So in this story, Miles is a podcaster, and it's aspiring podcaster, and suddenly he gets this friend request from God, no less.
Well, he gets a friend request from an account called
yes.
God on his Facebook page. We don't know whether it's God or not. It could be, you know, like that thing that they had on Person of Interest, some machine mm-hmm. that just points out this person has a problem and you can help them. Because I think more to the point, it is about tasking Miles to help people, which he's reluctant to do at the very beginning, because for most of us, it's always, well, why should I get involved? Mm-hmm. He then does get involved. He then becomes afraid of, well, what happens if I fail? What if I can help them? And then ultimately what it leads them to is the fact that we're all connected, that those divisions that we thought were there don't really exist.
And the other thing that happens, of course, as you say, Miles in his own way believes in something and then thinks, okay, maybe this is a coincidence that I get this friend request from something out there that says, okay, I get a friend request from God. And like anybody, we want to know, is it really from God? I mean, what is going on? So give me some confirmation. And there's a funny scene in there where he comes out and there's a burning tree. And so which takes us back to some Old Testament stories of a burning bush, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think because in that same scene, yes, he sees the burning bush. And, of course, we all think of Moses and the burning bush. And then he sees that there are two kids who actually set that bush on fire. So it wasn't something biblical. And then he literally runs into the man who was his friend request, John Dove. Mm-hmm. And as the story evolves and reveals itself, John Dove, whose life he saves, ends up saving the life of his new friend, Cara Bloom. So mm-hmm. that's what I mean by things suddenly being connected, that what we thought was kind of arbitrary in the beginning actually has some real foundation once we get to the end of the story.
Well, Joe, for you, this has been a career and a lifelong dream for you to be an actor, and you've enjoyed such works as The Brother from Another Planet, City of Hope, Lone Star. Most recently, in 2014, you won the Primetime Emmy Award for Outstanding Guest Actor in a Drama Series for your role as Eli Pope, Olivia Pope's father in Scandal. You're known for playing the role of Henry Deacon on the popular TV series Eureka. And now here you are in this new TV series, God Friended Me. You know, how do you feel about this this new series?
I think it's wonderful. I think it's wonderful because I think we live, as I said before, in a time where people are talking about building walls and they're talking mm-hmm. about what they can do to separate people. You know, we just watched the president last night talking about the fact that he doesn't believe in globalization. He doesn't believe that we should live in a global world. When in fact, what our series talks about is that we are, whether you like it or not, living in a global world. And the idea is to bring people together, to begin to define and understand the connections between all of us. That once you do that, then the human being then begins to help other human beings. If we did that, we'd have less war, we'd have less problems with gun control, we'd have a lot of our problems would go away. Now, I'm not at all suggesting that we will end up in some sort of utopia. But, you know, utopia is accomplished one step at a time.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would agree that the ultimate goal, and certainly the goal of God, is that we would get along together, that there would not be walls. But meanwhile, in the fallen world in which we realize there is evil and there's good, and we're still asked to be discerning, are we not?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, as I said, you don't have to believe in God to believe in good. I think there are people out there who have all kinds of beliefs who believe that what we should do with one another is to help one another, to be good to one another as much as possible. And what that means sometimes is the obstacle becomes whatever the evil is that's in front of you, and you have to decide how to deal with that.
Exactly. And I think, and you're exactly right. It's an obstacle that... with it comes a lesson and an opportunity. Certainly we have the option as free will agents. We can go around the obstacle or ignore it. But if we work through it, and I think that's the opportunity that we have right now, is that we're all in this journey called life. And how we work on that and how we choose to work through it, I think will say a lot about, the character that we could develop and certainly what we could pass on to the next generation, don't you think?
Without question. I mean, without question, I think that the idea is we all have to work hard to get to a place of happiness. And part of that happiness is to bring other people into that circle, not to alienate other people. So I think ultimately it is to bring more people into the circle in a diverse way, despite the fact that they may have separate or different beliefs.
Mm-hmm. Well, as the story evolves, we go from John Dove, and then that connects to Cara Bloom, and this is where the story really, really takes off from there, does it not?
Oh, absolutely. That's what I meant before. So Cara and Miles are on their adventure to try to find out who's sending this friend request vis-a-vis Facebook when she gets hit by a car. And John Dove, the first friend request, steps out of the cab unsuspectedly and ends up, because he's a doctor, saving Cara's life. In that sense, I think the show is talking about the connection between people.
Well, we're looking forward to this Sunday night, the corrected time. Make sure that you heard us correctly. The second time it will air prime time 8:30 from 8:30 to 9:30 on Sundays on the CBS television network. God Friended Me, Social Media World Meets God in the Midst of a Growing Secular Society. And Joe, what do you want the audience to take away from this?
Well, again, I think it's a call to action. I think the takeaway is to turn to your neighbor and be willing to help, not be so willing to say, I don't want to get involved, to be willing to help strangers sometimes. I mean, it's those wonderful stories that we see every once in a great while on the news where someone gives some homeless person a coat or a pair of boots or whatever it might be. It's to go out of our way to be helpful with one another in order to discover the connection that actually does exist between all of us.
Well, our great thanks to Joe Morton, who stars as the Reverend Arthur Finer in the TV series that will premiere this Sunday night at 8:30 on the CBS TV network, God Friended Me. Joe, thank you so much. Appreciate the time.
Thank you very much.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Bacon love.